Hello, this is Bill with Biblical Insights on Shiloh Catholic Radio, AM 1270. The Book of Psalms traveled through olden times on an unusual path. Its route is well documented, but generally unknown outside of biblical scholarship. In fact, all 150 Psalms were written between 1,000 and 500 years before Jesus was born. Then, within a few centuries, between 300 and 200 years before Jesus, Psalms were translated from Hebrew into Greek, and they were included in a book called the Septuagint 70. This book contains the Greek translation of Hebrew Old Testament text up until time of translation. Today, scholars reveal that each of the 59 times Psalms are quoted in the Gospels, they are all quoted from their Greek translation. Also, the 13 times Jesus said a version of, "Do you not know the Scriptures?" and then proceeded to quote a psalm, it was never recorded that the audience rejected the words spoken, reacted as if they did not understand, or called out that they did not agree. An important deduction is that the Greek version of the Psalms was well known in Israel long before Jesus' life and times even began. Therefore, a critical question: how can the Psalms, ancient documents that they are, contain accurate information about Jesus? Well, Jesus himself commented on this point. Twice he is quoted saying, in effect, that Old Testament authors were inspired to write about him. In John 5, verse 39, Jesus said to a crowd in Jerusalem, "You search the Scriptures, because you think that in them you have eternal life, and it is they that bear witness to me." Also in John 5, 46, Jesus said, "If you believed Moses, you would believe me, for he wrote of me." So the Psalms help God's grand plan become clearer. As Bible novices of any generation search and study older biblical materials, they have abundant opportunity to discover prophetic information related to God's Son, Jesus. This plan then offers solid, logical confirmations from written statements that Jesus was exactly what he said he was. That is, the Psalms, Christ, Anointed One, or Chosen One. Actually, because of insight from the Psalms, his name should be Jesus the Christ, not merely Jesus Christ, as if these were his first and last name. One final item. In my research, a very unanticipated and utterly amazing feature turned up. As I was attempting to order the list of citations within a given Psalm prophecy, I wanted the reference listed first to match the predicted event in the best and strongest manner, and then the second citation as the second best, etc. However, every time I checked my previous best order, I changed it around. My editing kept happening until, out of frustration, I made the order the same as the absolute order by which citations appeared in the Book of Psalms. What I found was that for all 40 prophecies, this natural order gave the best sense and most logical presentation to the Psalms' prediction. How strange. Possibly you feel I jumped to judgment by stating that 40 ancient Psalm prophecies are necessarily solid, logical proof that Jesus of Nazareth is divine. If so, in the next talk, I will offer a statistical consideration about how likely it is for one man to have correctly fulfilled 40 predictions. Next time, we'll explore more Psalm prophecy summary ideas. This is Bill with Biblical Insights. Remember, God's Word is a blessing.